the difference between help and control is control is help that nobody's asking for.
Control is help that nobody's asking for.
Write that one down.
I am going to write it down.
It's the answer to an unasked question. And so if you come in and start telling people what they should do, even if you're right, so I'm not trying to be critical, but nobody's actually asking that question, you'll be doing nothing except upsetting everybody else in that equation, and then you'll walk away thinking, I don't get why they're so mad at me. Well, they're so mad at you because nobody's asking the question that you're trying to answer.
But you clearly see things going on that are painful, and if it involves a grandkid, you're even suffering more.
I know.
So what are you supposed to do?
Well, here's what I think we can do. We can share our perspective. So, for example, well, let me start here, and then we'll come back to the grandparents. Let's say I'm with a friend of mine who just lost somebody close to them. If I'm healthy and not codependent, then I'm like, oh, I'm really sad. I hurt for you. I'd be glad to pray for you. I'm sad for you that you're sad. That's perfect. That's healthy. If I'm codependent, I think I got to fix that. I got to make them not sad. I got to cheer them up. I got to, like, then instead of being with them in their grieving, I think I have to fix their grieving. Like, I take responsibility for what they do with that grieving instead of just letting it be. Okay. So I can say I'm sad for you, and that's true. As soon as I say I'm sad for you, so what you should do is, see, now I just crossed that line. So it's the same thing if I'm a grandparent. I can say to one of my kids, you know, I'm worried about X, Y, or Z. That's just true. I'm just telling you. This is how it is for me. This is what I see. I'm worried about X, Y, or Z. I don't cross any lines when I do that. But as soon as I say, so starting tomorrow, you should, oh boy, see, now I did cross that line. Now I'm trying to be in control of somebody else's life, and that will go badly.
I still don't know if I know what to do.
But what I do is I speak up for what I see, and then I'm done. By which I mean, see, there's a difference between discernment and judgment. And discernment is, here's what I see.
Do you share that if you're not asked?
I can share my discernment. I just can't share what to do about it. But even that might still come across as controlling if I'm not careful, yes.
Okay, and one thing we always can do is pray, of course. But it almost sounds to me that the codependent position a lot of times is very victim-y, but in a way it could be very egotistical because not only is this problem, I'm the guy to fix it. Is
exactly.
That fair?
See, that's the part that I'm trying to say. That's where we move from help to control. That if my friend says I'm really sad and I think I'm sad for you, that's great. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I think, well, I should fix that, I know the answer. Here's what you should do. See, I'm starting to act like I have the answer for their life, and A, I'm not God, so I don't have the answer for their life. And then if they don't do what I say, then I'm going to feel victim-y and powerless. So that's why it's perfectly fine to have my perspective. It's personally fine to share my perspective. But as soon as I start telling people what they should do, given that I have that perspective, see, then I'm pressed. Then there's boundaries getting stepped on.
So I could say I'm concerned about what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. And then I'm done.
Okay.
When Jesus said, he would so often preach, teach, do some healing, some sort of powerful act. And then he would say, basically, he who has ears, let him hear. So I'm going to teach you what I know, I'm going to do what I can, and then I'm done. And you're going to listen or you're not, you're going to follow me or you're not, you're going to tell your neighbors or you're not. So if I see a problem and I say, honey, here's a concern I have, I need to think, he who has ears, like I need to be done now.
But then you've got your own soothing of your own anxiety when you get done with that interaction, because that may not feel very satisfying.
Right. Yes, if satisfying means I got people to do what I thought they should do, then I'm in that codependent way of thinking. If I really realize satisfying is at the end of the day, me and God have prayer time, and God said, did you do what I asked you to do? Yes. Great. I need to be clear. Satisfying means I saw a place I needed to say a word, I said that word, and then I stopped.